In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terence fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Salamu Alaikum. How are you doing? Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today we're going to speak about water in Islamic culture.
الجلال والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف عني واهدني ولا تتركني.
As the tradition of this program, today's special, we look at the calendar first. Today, Sunday, is the 16th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And as usual, let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, verse 18 of chapter Al-Mu'minun, we're going to learn about.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنزلنا من السماء ماء بقدر فأسكنناه في الأرض وإنا على ذهاب به لقادرون.
And we have sent down rain from the sky in a measured amount and settled it in the earth. And indeed, we are able to take it away.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah is equally able to grant and remove His blessings. Like each item of His creation, every drop of rain has been determined, and it is not an aimless natural phenomenon without a plan. Rain is counted as one of the divine blessings bestowed from sky upon the earth and is mentioned in this noble verse as another manifestation of Allah's power. The water of rain usually is not so abundant that it would cause floods, nor is it so scanty that it would not be able to adequately satisfy plants and animals.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
This is today's special. Our topic is water in Islamic culture. As one of the most important elements in nature, water is needed and required for almost all life, and everything that we do relies upon this wonderful element. Water is a valuable resource in both life and in the ways of Islam, and as such, it is considered as a great charitable act in Islam to give water to any one living thing on earth. Such act is greatly rewarded and brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The living thing can be another human being, an animal, or even a plant. These are all Allah's creations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the water and its importance and the crisis of the water. But we want to touch this topic, the importance of water, from an Islamic point of view. Water is the source of life and a blessing that the Almighty God has bestowed abundantly and freely upon humans and other creatures on the earth. In this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "And we made from water everything, every living thing. Then will they not believe?" This is Quran chapter 21, verse 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed immense value and importance on water, mentioning it over 100 verses of the Holy Quran. Humans have had a strong relationship with water. Since the early beginnings of life, water has played a fundamental and vital role in the continuation of human life, and water resources have had an important and crucial role in the emergence and development of most civilizations. To the extent that parts of the traditions and rituals of different nations revolve around this important life-giving fluid. Unlike theological, jurisprudential, and philosophical methods and ideas that have become prevalent and commonplace in Islamic society for over 1,000 years, the Holy Quran pays extraordinary attention and care to nature and the elements of nature. Among these, water is considered one of the most important elements of nature.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
And now on the continuation of today's special, the rewards of giving water in Islam. Water as sadaqah. The simple act of giving someone water is highly rewarded in Islam. So imagine the reward for giving the use of a water source. This is regarded as sadaqah jariyah, and its rewards will benefit the giver even after their demise, so long as others continue to benefit from this given source of water. Such an act of giving can be done by way of donating towards our water and sanitation projects. These allows us to dig wells for those in need and provide water pumps where needed. Even if a bird drinks from this source of water, the giver will benefit and receive a blessing for it. To drink water according to Islamic Sunnah. Yes, it has a style and a tradition. Recite the dua or Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Prophet Muhammad said, when commencing to drink, first recite Bismillah. By this act, we actually praised Allah Almighty who gave us water to drink, without which nobody can survive on earth. Recite Alhamdulillah, that means praise is due to Allah after drinking water. Prophet Muhammad said, recite Bismillah before drinking and say Alhamdulillah after drinking. This act is performed to praise the Almighty Allah for blessing us with water. Colorless, odorless, tasteless, yet the most important drink on the whole earth.
There is one very fascinating substance that I want to discuss with you that truly reminds us of the existence and the grandness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a substance that we take for granted. It's a substance that's available everywhere. In fact, it's the second most common substance that is found in the universe. And that substance, my dear brothers and sisters, is water. Water is the greatest miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you examine water, this very normal substance that we're so used to, when you examine the properties of water, you truly come to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the intelligent designer who put this universe into motion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave life to us. We're not the result of some accident. You know, those who believe that life came as a result of this pure process called evolution and there is no intelligent designer, they're insulting each and every one of you. Because they're saying, really, that there's no purpose behind my existence and your existence. We're just an accident, right? We're just some evolutionary accident that happened somehow in history and we came to life. Is that what we are? SubhanAllah, look at their philosophy. And look at the philosophy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran when He says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Allah says, I've honored the children of Adam. And these atheists tell you, no, you're just some sort of accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to think. Look at this water. This water that you're surrounded by. See the miracle in it and you will see my grandness. And that will allow you to worship me better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, those who disbelieve, do they not see that the earth and the heavens were joined together, then they were split open, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully states, and we have created from water every living thing. This is one of the miraculous verses of the Holy Quran. That 14 centuries ago, in the deserts of Arabia, people are uneducated. There aren't really any scientists there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals down this verse, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi conveys it to his community.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami, Lafata illa Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a wonderful saying from the Commander of the Faithful and Leader of the Pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The most helpless of all persons is he who cannot find a few brothers during his life. But still more helpless is he who finds such a brother but loses him.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ This is the program of Hadith of the Day in which we are going to explain some of the akhlaqi and moral hadiths of the Holy Prophet صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ Peace be upon him and his progeny مَنْ عَرَفَ فَضْلَ كَبِيرٍ لِسِنِّهِ فَوَقَّرَهُ آمَنَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَزَعِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ The Holy Prophet ﷺ says that مَنْ عَرَفَ فَضْلَ كَبِيرٍ The one who respect the elderly The one who respect the elderly لِسِنِّهِ And honor them because of their age فَوَقَّرَهُ آمَنَهُ اللَّهُ He said the Holy Prophet ﷺ says that one who recognizes the virtue of an elder person and honors him for his age, فَوَقَّرَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall protect him from what? مِنْ فَزَعْ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ From the fear of the day of judgment. Respected brothers and sisters, you know that the day of Qiyamah, according to the ayat of the Holy Quran and many ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, is the most fearful day in which we have different stages, we have different kind of scenes in which the people experience the most horrifying and fearful kind of experiences. Now, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who knows best about the day of Qiyamah, about what will happen on the day of Qiyamah for the people, that is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ, knowing the reality of the day of Qiyamah, he informs us, first of all, of these fearful stages or positions on the day of Qiyamah. And secondly, He has a very good suggestion, a very nice and beautiful piece of advice, saying that in order to save yourself from the fear of the day of Qiyamah, in order to get rid of that horrifying stages and scenes of the day of Qiyamah, the very simple kind of solution is this: to honor and to respect the elderly. And this is from ethical perspective, from moral perspective, it is very much significant, because it has a great rewards for you on the day of Qiyamah. What is the reward? The reward is this, that you will be protected against what? Against the fear and the horrifying stages of the day of Qiyamah. So that's why, brothers and sisters, nowadays we see, unfortunately, that sometimes the people pay no attention to these important teachings, moral and ethical teachings of Islam. They do not care about the elderly, particularly, for example, when you see some old, let's say, ladies and men and women in some gatherings and some meetings, maybe in autobus and train and sub-train, wherever you see them, it is very nice, it is very good, it is very honorable kind of action that you, if you just respect them, if you honor them, if you behave and treat them with respect, with honor, with dignity, with izzah, I mean, with karama, that is very nice. That is a very beautiful kind of action that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is always witnessing us, observing us in every condition. So that is why if we pay attention to these kind of teachings and doctrines of Islam, we will be rewarded on the Day of Judgment in the best way possible, which is saving us from, which is that we will be saved from the horrifying and the fearful kind of scenes and stages of the Day of Qiyamah. So that's why it is the perfect teaching of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that should be taken into consideration by all of us. I hope that you will, inshallah, observe these rulings of Islam, moral rulings of Islam in your life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio, in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to let you know that again today we have brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Akbari, Hussein Ruhullah and Ali Nasir. I really, really welcome you all, brothers. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, everyone.
Alaykum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, let's get it started. Today, we'll be working on Ayah 151 of Surah Al-An'am on page 148. So, let's get it started. But first and foremost, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
That was a nice recitation. Alhamdulillah, mashallah to the reciter. Allah bless him, inshallah. So, somebody has to read it once for us. One of our brothers here wants to read. Two Hussein we have here. Come on, agree on reading. So who's going to read? Hussein Rahullah, can you start reading it once?
Yes.
We'll listen to you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, Brother Hussein Ruhullah. That was a great recitation. So, Ayah 151 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah Almighty says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا, O Prophet, tell them the people, okay? The pagans also, especially the pagans, say, O Prophet, to them, come, ta'alaw, in Arabic, you might have visited in Arab, Arba'in Walk, you might have attended, yes?
Yes.
Usually the Arabs, the Iraqis, they say, ta'al, yeah?
Yeah.
Ta'al means come. Ta'alaw, O people, you, all come. Two, three, four, five, more than three, okay? O people, come. Ta'alaw, atlu talawa. Do you know talawat?
Yes.
Talawat al-Qur'an means the saying of the Qur'an, the reading of the Qur'an, okay? Reading of the Qur'an. Talawat. Atlu means I will recount to you. I'll explain to you what your Lord has forbidden you from. So people come, I'm the Prophet of God, so I will explain, I will recount the haram things, the halal things, the ahkam, okay? Yes. Over all the ahkam. So, atlu alaykum, what? The things that your Lord has forbidden you from. In Tajweed, some of the letters have heavy sounds. Some of the letters are considered as?
Light
letters. Light letters we have, and heavy letters we have. So, light letters must be pronounced
light
whenever they have an aleph with them, fatha and aleph, you should pronounce them lightly. How? With an?
Light sound.
A light sound. How?
قُلْ
تَعَالَوْا. All right, Hassan? تَعَالَوْا. We don't pronounce them تَعَالَوْا. No. قُلْ تَعَالَوْا. No. قُلْ. Everyone, قُلْ.
تَعَالَوْا.
So, عَيْن is a light letter. Okay?
Yes.
So, overall, eight letters are there which are pronounced heavily. And the rest of them will be pronounced lightly, the same as Ayn. Let's count those heavy letters. Huh?
Ra.
Ra, mashallah. Ali Nasir.
Saad.
Saad.
Daad.
Daad.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Ha.
Ha. No, it's a light one. Saad, daad, taadha. Saad, daad, taadha. These four letters. Kha, ra, and qaf, and one more. You can say that.
Ghain.
Ghain. So these eight letters are heavy, pronouncing with an ah sound. The rest of the letters, ah sound. Okay? Ghafilin. Kharijin. Qala.
Yes.
Or for example, sabirin. Wabashirin sabirin. Alladhina idha asabathum. Asabathum. We don't say asabathum, no. But the rest of the letters like Sin, Sheen, Dal, Dal, Jim, Ha, Bat, Ha, Tha, they are light letters. Okay? So remember, in this ayah you have a lot of them, okay? Look, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْءٍ Next one, listen, look. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Okay, all are light letters. Remember, only those eight letters
eight letters are
heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, Prophet says, Come, I will recount what your Lord has forbidden you from. أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا And also, don't what? And that you shall not ascribe any partners to Allah Almighty. Do not commit shirk. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانِ This is very important. And says, and you shall be good to the parents. I think five times we have this in the Quran, okay? That Allah Almighty talks about His worshipness, okay? Allah Almighty talks about Tawheed, okay? Allah Almighty says that don't ascribe any partners to Allah Almighty. This is the first command of Allah Almighty. Don't commit shirk. Next, respect your parents. Do good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ
إِحْسَانًا
This shows how important our parents are. Okay, let's move on. ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا One point, Hassan should tell us about that Sila, stopping sign there.
Yes.
Sila we have and Jim we have. Tell us about these two.
Sila tells us that it's better to continue.
Continue, but you can make a pause, right?
Yes.
What about that Jim?
The Jim says that it's optional to continue or to stop.
All right, so these two stopping signs, Hassan explained them. Sila tells us better to continue. Jim says it's optional for you.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do it. Okay, continue or stop. Okay. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ This has a beautiful explanation since time is running out. You have to refer to the Tafasir books, okay? Some of the pagans at that time, okay, because they were thinking like, we don't have enough money, we cannot fund babies, okay? They would kill their babies. They would, some of them, okay, they would bury their kids alive. Some of them, okay? And, yeah, nowadays as well, a lot of people, they do not make babies. They don't bring babies. They don't want babies. Why? Because they say, huh?
We cannot afford.
Yeah, we cannot afford them. No. Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ We feed you. We give you. Okay? We provide you. We afford you. Okay?
Yes.
Very simple. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ وَلَا تَقْرُبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ Pronounce the Allah heavily. مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ Batan, ta also heavy.
Yes.
And wala taqtulu. Ali Nasir, tell us. Taqo. Taqo.
How do you pronounce it?
Qalqala.
Bouncing sound.
Good. Wala taqrabu also bounce the sound. Wala taqtulu also.
Yes.
Taqtulun nafsa. What about noon? Hussein?
It's idgham.
Idgham. Are you sure?
Yes.
You have an extension with noon, but no idgham. Ghunna sound only. Wala taqtulun nafs.
Noon shadda.
Yeah, noon shadda. Okay. Next one. حرم الله إلا بالحق. If you make a pause, make sure you pronounce it with an echoing sound.
Yes.
إلا بالحق. ذلكم وصاكم أها. Read it, Hussein, once. ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون. Read.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
أحسن. وصاكم به إخفاء of ميم. Alright. Yes?
Yes.
So I will be reading this ayah once. It's a long ayah though, but try to repeat after me. Alright?
Yes.
So you've learned some of the important tajweed rules we mentioned here. Okay? Remember them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم.
قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم.
ألا تشركوا به شيئا.
ألا تشركوا به شيئا.
وبالوالدين إحسانا.
وبالوالدين إحسانا.
تنوين فتحة. Whenever you stop, it changes to alif man.
Alif,
yes?
Man, yes.
Shay'an changes to
shay'a.
Ihsanan changes to
ihsana.
Super. Ihsana. Wabil walidaini ihsana.
Wabil walidaini ihsana.
Wala taqtulu awladakum min imlaqin nahnu narzuqukum wa iyyahum.
Wala taqtulu awladakum min imlaqin nahnu narzuqukum wa iyyahum.
ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us up to this time. That's it from us for today. Hope you stay with IRB English Radio. See you in the next sessions. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil fa.
Brothers and sisters, up to now and in the previous episodes, we have mentioned the fact that true nature of supplication is made up of three constituents. The first constituent is the very attraction in the nature of supplication. The second constituent is the supplicant. And the third one is, or the invoked one, is the Almighty Allah. Now, regarding the second constituent, or the supplicant, we said that the supplicant has to observe some conditions, like submission, like believing in God's power, some other things like believing in God's closeness to man, and having sincerity, real working, and having good manners in supplication. We also had a look at the good manners of the Ahlul Bayt and the infallible Imams in their supplications. Also, what we did in the previous episodes regarding this second constituent was the fact that we tried to have a look at the status of the supplicant while supplicating. We said that there are different stages. The first stage, in the first stage, the supplicant is only worried about his own desire, yet he has returned to the Almighty Allah and no one else, and this is what is to be appreciated. In the second stage, the supplicant is only worried about the contentment of the Almighty Allah. In the third stage, the supplicant is totally silent, and he knows that the Almighty Allah suffices him. In the next stage, the supplicant is aware of the secrets of the creation, the divine determination of the past and present, and this is specifically dedicated to the prophets and infallible Imams. In the fifth stage, the supplicant asks the Almighty Allah to let him reach him, to let him get to him, and he understands God as the end of the hopes and wishes. And in the sixth stage, the position of the individual is the like of the one who has reached that stage of nearness and closeness. We also noticed one important point, which is the fact of the educational school of supplication. We said that some points can only be found in the school of supplication. In other schools, it is compulsory to know the philosophy is prior to Gnostics, to know that logic is prior to the study of philosophy, and to know that sciences are prior to the study of philosophy. In the educational schools of supplication, however, such requirements are not needed. Everybody is sitting around the table of supplication, but regarding to his own capability, he will benefit from the divine assets, but he will benefit from them. He will get his share based on his own capability.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javob onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, dear listeners, we have done discussing the first and second constituent, the supplication, and also its first constituent, which is the attraction in supplication, the divine attraction, and the second one, the supplicant. Now, from now on, we will try to discuss different aspects of the third constituent, God, whom we ask for a favor, al-mad'uv, the invoked one. Dear listeners, knowing God has effects on the believers who take part in supplication. This knowledge influences the hastiness of the acceptance of supplication by the Almighty Allah. This is what He Himself has told us. This knowledge also has different effects on the quality and quantity of supplication, on selecting the words, on the enunciation of those words. Concerning this subject, Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam said that when some people had asked him that why they invoked Allah, but he did not respond to them, he said, "Because you invoke the one whom you do not know." لِأَنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ مَنْ لَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ. Some people said to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "We invoke God, but our supplication is not responded to." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "You invoke one, the one whom you do not recognize. تَدْعُونَ مَنْ لَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ." So, knowing God makes a supplicant so enchanted that he forgets his wish, that he gets absorbed in the supplication itself. Here, the attention towards supplication becomes the focal point. The love towards God draws us to supplication. The supplicant, under these circumstances, does not wish for disconnection with God. The Prophet ﷺ has said, regarding this matter, أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَشِقَ الْعِبَادَةَ فَعَانَقَهَا بِنَفْسِهِ. You want to know who the best of the people is? The best of the people is the one who loves worship, the one who embraces worship, the one who undertakes it wholeheartedly, the one who تَضَرَّعَ لَهَا, the one who breathes it. فَهُوَ لَا يُبَالِي عَلَى مَا أَصْبَحَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى عُسْرٍ أَوْ يُسْرٍ. He does not care whether his life is easy or troubled. All he cares about is this supplication and worshiping the Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We actually take great help from the article titled as Dua or Supplication, available at al-islam.org. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never